Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die, a podcast about tea, sort of. Today's official tea is Bigelow's English Tea Time Decaffeinated Tea, invigorating in the best English tradition without the caffeine. So now we shall begin to steep it. And now it steeps. And today I'm here with...
Tubuck Chuck.
And...
J.C. Arkham.
Now, gentlemen, let's start with the ultimate question now. And all of us here have our experience with podcasts. So I want to ask you about morning drive time radio. All right. So, when you're driving to work, what sort of humor do you want to be listening to?
Typically, I listen to Howard Stern, or I'll listen to Sarah and Vinny, because I do love
really?
Talk radio. Yes.
Really?
Of course. And it's got so much better since Vinny came back, you know, and No Name had, you know, No Name got kicked out. I mean, he was good and funny and everything, but Vinny is just, he's absolutely classic. It's great to see Vinny coming back.
Chuck?
You know, I would prefer the Fin Fang Foom Hour, in which he reads the greatest works of P.G. Wodehouse. But you know, ever since this Vinny person got hired at this other station, they're just not taking my pitch on that.
And you know, that's what's sick. You know what I really like? Now, I listen to a lot of NPR because I'm an intellectual.
Oh, yeah.
intellectual what? We're not sure.
Exactly.
impaired? Intellectual impaired?
But I think the most important thing, and what I think we're all missing, is that I want, you know what I want from my drive time radio? No goddamn pledge breaks. This is my thing.
Yeah, I have to agree with that.
Because like 2 months out of the year, NPR basically turns into a goddamn commercial station.
Which is kind of the reason, and really I listened to NPR a lot at one time, and that was kind of the reason, one of the reasons why I stopped listening to it, because at one point it was pledge drive, and there was no talk. It was just asking for money all the time.
And you know, my beef with PBS right now is too many infomercials on the weekend. They're not pledge drives, but it's one doctor or another selling his dietary whatevers or psychological whatevers.
And you know, the worst one of those is Susie Orman.
Oh, Miss everybody should have the same financial portfolio.
First off, she's got great skin. Let's not argue that. It's been tanned for 40 generations out in the sun of the Sahara. She looks like a walking mummy without the wrappings.
If I had a tanning machine on my patio, I would have that same effect.
That's very true.
Naga hide, how we love you. It's hot and sticky weather. Naga hide.
Weird. Yeah. All right, now we're doing the official tea bob. Here we go.
Bob.
All right. Now here we go. Now this is the next question. This is very important. This is a terribly important question.
Yes, sir.
Oh God.
I can't handle the stress.
Now this weekend,
I'm gonna pee my pants.
I saw a film called The Family. It's a gangsta flick made by a gentleman named Luc Besson. So this is a French film.
Yes.
What is your favorite French film?
Fifth Element.
I will accept that. And actually, I will say this. This is the best Luc Besson film since The Fifth Element.
Really?
And what's amazing about that is...
You're going to make me see it now.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's really fun. It's De Niro.
Oh, I've seen the trailer. Yeah. It's absolutely hysterical.
And it's actually not quite as funny as I thought. But there's so much kick-ass Luke. It's Luc Besson back to the stuff he was doing with La Femme Nikita.
Oh, great.
And the little bit in The Professional. Yes, and you, Chuck?
I'm going to go with the films of Jacques Tati.
Jacques Tati, there's that one he did.
About that uncle fellow.
Yes, that's right. Mon oncle?
Mon oncle.
It was that movie with the guy and the thing at that place with the other person.
I'm trying to think of the uncle's names, and I have both these films. Like
Vanya.
No, yeah, Uncle Vanya. I think Chekhov might have something to say about that. But there's a series.
I'm Sulu, damn it.
I have the first two. I think the first one is Mon Oncle, and it's what the French call comedy.
Oh, wait. We have something here. A formal podcast is the T-Bob, known as the T. Oh, you. This is actionable. All right. So, here we go. One last bob of the tea bags. And now we pour it into a cup, and since I didn't bring any extra cups.
Marina, do you have a couple extra cups?
Okay. And so we're going to wait on a couple of cups here. And actually, the color is interesting.
I'm concerned because I've never heard the word decaffeinated in English in the same sentence.
You know what I love about the English?
Nothing.
Know that there are corporate masters.
Yes. So I've noticed that quite often you bring Bigelow's tea. Is this something that you just found in bulk and it has a variety of flavors? Or
is there a kickback involved here somewhere?
Yeah.
What's going on with that? This leads to a story about my mother. So my mom actually gave me a bunch of tea when I moved.
It's the Garcia tea.
In 1999.
So this stuff is expired?
So this stuff... No, there's no expiration date on tea. They're still drinking tea from the tea party in that Boston city.
They're still putting the straws in the harbor, man, and going...
Yeah. And actually, the salt actually does add a... Poof, a bam, as it were.
It's a soupçon of elegant toast.
Wah. Now, the most important thing, though, is that the tea is delicious. So let's pour some tea into each cup.
Well, wait on it. Let's do it this way.
Oh, yeah. There's some in there.
I'll do it from up here.
Okay. And some for...
And I want the folks at home to note that the smoke is taking the shape of Across and Skull Bones, as they pour it.
Across and Skull Bones.
Across and Skull Bones.
Everyone?
To the Across and Skull Bones.
Aroma first. Smells like nothing.
It smelled like my shoes when they were new.
Oh, I like shoes.
Like that new shoe smell.
All right, gentlemen. To evil.
Dopa Hanya.
I'm waiting for flavor to hit.
Yeah, I'm feeling warmth in my mouth, and that's about it.
Maybe a little bit of
that's what she said.
Oh, man. So he has just... Oh, Snape, that just happened.
So for the first time, I'm actually adding lemon.
He's adding lemon.
Wow, it actually tastes more lemon than anything else.
Okay, I'm going to give it a try. I now have put some lemon in it.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it smells the taste of lemon.
Okay, here we go. I'm adding the ceremonial pepper because, as we're sure, what history tells us is that the laureate during the mid-19th century often added pepper to his tea, especially when he was meeting with Victoria Regina herself.
Oh, good point. And here's the drinking.
Yeah, I taste pepper.
This is actually incredibly weak.
Yeah, this is the weakest tea.
I'm going to blame it on the decaffeination process.
That could well be.
I'm going to blame it on the decaffeination. I don't have any justification for that.
It's like tea flavored lemon.
Yeah, vaguely. I will rate this on a scale of 1 to 10.
I will give it a -1.
I will give it a what the fuck.
Chuck does not mince words. And our special guest, Jerry, will now have a sip of the ceremonial teacup.
Oh, Jerry, step up, girl.
M'lady.
M'lady.
There she goes.
She turns the cup.
Nice tail polish. I like that.
Oh, gulp, 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 gulp. Just what you guys were saying, a blank canvas.
Right on, right?
There you go.
That's right. Now, that's funny, actually, you should say that, because I was at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. And, circumference, there you go.
Well, sorry, you approach the table.
Here's the thing. English breakfast tea decaffeinated is my standard tea at home.
Really?
But you're not English.
But not Bigelow's.
Nor English, technically English tea time.
English tea time. So I usually do the Twinings.
Oh, yeah. I have a box of that somewhere.
I have far too many of that at home. So.
But the folks at home need to know I could put pepper in this and not feel offended either in taste or by the idea, you know?
It does have a lemony smell. Did you
just... Yeah, we had
a...
Because
there's no flavor
to it.
Light.
Maybe that schnapps would be good.
Yeah, where's... Rick's out of town. Where's Debbie? She could come without him.
You got anything to Irish up this tea?
Yeah, this one seems to be a bit weak. Maybe it's Bigelow's.
It could be.
I'm looking at the...
And
label.
It could be that it's expired.
Yeah. I'm looking at the label here, and to me, there should be quotes around tea.
I have to say this, though. The stylistic teapot... I think is the most acceptable thing in this whole package. That's a lovely little design.
I have a special message for one Debbie Bretschneider. Just because your husband's out of town is no excuse for you not to be here with that vodka right now.
I second that.
Agreed.
I think it'd be better if there was a picture of Mr. T on the package.
Oh, I pity like the fool.
I pity the fool don't like my tea.
I pity the tea. I mean the fool.
Well, on that note, I'm going to go back to my Merlot.
It's pronounced Merlot. There's a T.
And remember, folks at home, it's all about the cross and bone skull.
That's yes. Merlot. And Merlot is actually a thing from True Blood.
True Blood, yes.
Is anyone, by the way, has anyone watched the first episode of The Neighbors this year? It was on Friday.
Oh, my God, already?
Yes. I think it was the first debut after Dancing with the Stars.
Was it worthy?
I liked it.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, The Neighbors is never a show that will blow you away.
Well, it's one of those off-the-beam kind of down-the-rabbit-hole shows I think that most people aren't going to catch on to.
Yeah, and yet it's a wonderful little science fiction show. Jamie Gertz is adorable.
The Christmas show last year with the gingerbread man running around.
Yes, that was good. And, you know, this one was good. I think my favorite episode of last season, though, the season ender was great, which had both George Takei and Mark Hamill in it.
Yes.
No, it's
Takei. Those closest to him know how he likes it to be pronounced.
Closest to him know how he likes it. That's okay. Yeah. But
now, have you actually seen his episode of Psych?
I have not.
It's genius. Basically, Sean and Gus pretend to be his handlers at a convention.
So he is being George Takei on the show.
Yes.
Pretty much, yes.
And the best part is he wants blueberries. And at one point he comes up...
I want blueberries.
Well, yeah, no, he says, the blueberries are still wrong. I want Michigan blueberries. I can taste the difference.
And the daughter on that show is the daughter of David Mamet.
That's right. The daughter on The Neighbors is David Mamet's daughter. And she's kind of odd looking.
She's got like that brow thing going.
Yeah, she's got her mother's eyebrows. This is possibly a curse.
Why don't you just say it like it is? Just say she looks like a foot.
She doesn't look like a foot.
No, not the foot.
Yeah, and I think I love Rebecca Pidgeon. Rebecca Pidgeon, excellent in films such as Heist and State and Main.
State and Main, perfect.
Yes. Have you ever seen State and Main?
No.
Have you ever seen any movie without a superhero?
Oh God, let me check my records.
Wait, no, I guess I.
Oh, we did see The Conjuring.
Oh, The Conjuring,
well,
yeah.
Technically, Star Wars really doesn't have superheroes in it.
That's true.
Vader's a superhero.
You think Vader's?
Yeah, totally. He was defending an empire.
And speaking of superheroes, tomorrow night the premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I am so excited for this.
I am all giddy with excitement.
September 24th, Tuesday, the premiere, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And I think the big thing about that is that I'm a big ABC geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the only Marvel property I'm at all excited about, right? Okay, a little bit about Thor.
Sure.
And even actually, you know what? And honestly, I was more excited about the Guardians of the Galaxy
before
I knew anything about what it was going to be.
What they were about. What? No Starhawk? Well, yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I mean... Okay, what's his name? Is not Unicron. What's his name?
Unicron's from Transformers.
Yes, I know. I'm trying to remember the name of the computer from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh shit!
Ric Flair.
No.
Jarvis.
No.
How? I'm not going to remember it either.
Yeah.
But,
is being played by Bradley Cooper.
Well, they've
got.
Oh
wow! Really?
Yeah.
James Spader is Ultron.
Which is awesome, by the way.
Which is dipped in awesome.
Yes, and James Spader
is Ultron.
Yeah.
Which is dipped in awesome.
Wow. Okay, I didn't see that coming.
And the thing about that is, of course, that James Spader also has a new TV show coming out.
That looks awesome.
And that does look awesome, where he plays I think he plays a terrorist.
He's like some kind of dishonorable. And it's got that kind of Silence of the Lambs feel to it in the sense of the relationship he wants with the female agent.
Exactly. And I think that's what... Which is interesting is that you didn't get that from Hannibal.
No.
And which I'm very excited for, but I don't think it comes back until January.
That's going to be one of those mid-season kind of things.
I think it's Hannibal and Community both come back in January.
Yeah, they've decided those are mid-season shows.
Yes. All right. Well, I think we've expanded enough time. How about closing statements?
Closing statement. If they're going to have James Spader as Ultron, I think they need to have William Shatner as Kang. So the two villains can be like the closings they used to do on Boston Legal on that balcony. And I could see them, one dressed as Ultron and one dressed as Kang, bantering back and forth like they used to on Boston Legal. It has to happen.
I'm Denny Kang.
And speaking of which, why do I see Shatner making an appearance on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? But anyway, one of the things that I'm really looking forward to in S.H.I.E.L.D., of course, is Agent Coulson, and I'm so glad that they're bringing his character back for that, because that's one of the things that's really actually attracting me to the show.
They had to. They had no choice on that, I think.
Yeah. And by the way, remember, don't touch Lola.
And I'm telling you right now, the thing I am looking most forward to on this upcoming television season,
yes,
is how soon they cancel the Seth Green, Giovanni Ribisi show, Dads.
Oh, that's already on its way out.
So bad.
There's already some guy sitting in an executive's office going, how'd that one get past the plate, you know?
And you watch the show, you're like, hey, Boone hasn't worked since Animal House.
Actually, no, he was in Oscar, the Sylvester Stallone movie.
Again, he hasn't worked since Animal House.
But it's they have Colonel Mustard playing a goddamn father, and he's awesome in a terrible show.
And let's face facts, Seth Green can always fall back a robot chicken and have the other guys on to do guest voice spots, right?
He's doing, like, Family Guy as well.
And he can have the other guys on for voice guest spots, you know? So.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Thank you for listening to Leaf and Let Die.